Well, we're on a bit earlier this morning. I've got to dash off. My bailer's here at 10:30, so I'll be about 3 minutes. Right, we're going to start off the series of The Living God. I don't know whether you were here last week, but Andrew talked about what we were going to go ahead with. And it's about how do we live in relationship with God? How do we act out what God is asking us to do? And those basic principles of trusting and obeying him. Because I guess the biggest thing we fight with as Christians is temptation, isn't it? The biggest thing we fight with is the devil himself. Because he doesn't want us to go anywhere or do anything. He wants to sit in a huddle like this, in a room like this, and say nothing and do nothing. And the biggest fear he has is us when we do what God asks us to do. But the biggest mistake we make is we try and do it on our own. So I thought this morning, and I suggest this to the teaching team, was that we looked at the armour of God. And over the next few weeks, we'll be picking it apart of the various parts of armour that Paul talks about. And obviously the biggest one we come across is in Ephesians 6. So if you want to turn to your Bibles or get your tablets out, it says this: finally, be strong in the Lord and in the strength of his might. Put on the whole armour of God, that you may be able to stand against the schemes of the devil. For we do not wrestle against flesh and blood, but against the rulers, against the authorities, against the cosmic powers over the present darkness, against the spiritual forces of evil in heavenly places. Therefore, take up the whole armour of God, that you may be able to withstand the evil day, and having done all, to stand firm. To stand firm. Now, I have to say, I've been absolutely manic for the past fortnight. And I have prepared virtually nothing for this. Now, normally I come with copious notes, thoughts, ideas, how you put it together, the flow of it. And I have to admit this morning, there's none of that this morning. So you might be thinking, at the moment, here stands a man with the Holy Spirit in him. It's about to give the word of God flowing out of him. Or you might start to think, this is a man who's going to wing it. At the end of it, I'll let you be the judge of it. So here goes. As I said before, the biggest mistake we make when we come to the armour of God is we try and do it ourselves. So, let's slip these off. We end up looking for the shoes of the gospel. Shoes of the gospel. What do you think? I hate flip-flops. I can't see how people wear these darn things. Oh, I don't want to do that. No, that is dangerous. So what else have we got? Belt of truth, belt of truth, belt of truth. Ah, that'll do, that'll do. Belt of truth. Can't go wrong with a bit of string. What else is there? Breastplate of righteousness, yeah? Yeah. Potato. No. What else is there? Oh. Shield of righteousness. Tell you what, bet yours doesn't spin like mine, does it? What else? Oh. Sock. Nope. Sword of the Spirit. Sword of the Spirit. What's last? Gotta be there. Here we go. Helmet of salvation. There we go. I'm ready for battle.
Now, surely the enemy has to fear me dressed like this, yeah? Got to, hasn't he? You know. See, this is the mistake we make. We think we can put on the armour of God like this, in random solutions, thinking we've got to go and search these things out, when in fact we're wasting our time. You see, I don't know about you, but I usually do the four-pocket routine in the morning. Yeah, mobile phone, money, house keys, tractor keys. Those with proper jobs, car keys. But I do it at random. I try and pick these things out. I try and do it under my own strength, when in fact, I'm wasting my time. Let's turn to 1 Samuel 17. It's a well-known verse, starting at 43, I think. Was it 43? He also got the belt of truth on here. Forgot about that. It says, "Then David said to the Philistine, 'You come to me with a sword and with a spear and with a javelin, but I come to you in the name of the Lord of hosts, the God of armies of Israel, whom you have defied. This day the Lord will deliver you into my hand, and I will strike you down and cut off your head. And I will give you dead bodies of the host of the Philistines this day to the birds of the air and to the wild beasts of the earth, that all the earth may know that there is a God in Israel, and that all this assembly you know that God saves not by the sword and spear, for the battle of the Lord's he will give you into my hand.'" See, the first thing I recognise is, where's Dave's armour? He stood there in front of this giant, and where's his armour? You can look back a couple of chapters and Solomon gives him his armour to go ahead and fight this giant with. But David soon discards it, doesn't he? Shakes it off, gets rid of it. Why? Because it's so uncomfortable to wear. It's neither use nor ornament to him. And I wonder, actually, how David felt standing there in front of Goliath. Because he sounds a bit sort of bold and brash and sort of bring it on. But I wonder whether his stomach's churning, his heart's pounding, like me this morning. Because I'm totally out of my comfort zone, without any notes here. I wonder. Because my biggest giant this morning was to do a sermon without any notes, any thoughts, any preparation. And now one ear, the devil's going, "You can't preach the word of God. How can you possibly do that? You've got no notes. How can you do any justice to his word? You're supposed to be out baling hay this morning. That's where you're supposed to be, not preaching the word. Anyway, you're going to get it all wrong. You know, you're going to make mistakes. People might think you're a bit rubbish." We hear it, don't we? It might not be this circumstance, but every circumstance we face, the devil's doing this to us. But in this year, I've got God telling, "Go for it, son. Get out there and preach my word to my people. And I don't care whether you make a mistake, or you get it a bit wrong, or isn't quite the flow you're used to. Just go out and do it. And do it in my name. It's nothing to do with you anyway. It's me you're preaching through. Just go and build my people up." That's the voice I need to listen to. Because he's saying to me, "Go and armour yourself up in me. Go and armour yourself up in my love. Because I am living within you." Because that is where our armour is. It's not the physical armour we try and put on day by day. It is the armour that actually lives in here that we need to put on. Because when you look at the armour of God, it's exactly describing the characteristics of Christ. In fact, Paul actually lists more armour in his letters here and there. Romans 13:12, he talks about the armour of light to prevail the darkness. Every piece of armour Paul talks about, and I have there, is all the characteristics of Christ. And where does Christ dwell? In here. It's in you. It's in me. And what we don't do, we tap into it, do we? Because we try and physically do it ourselves under our own strength. And that's where we go wrong. And that's where we find ourselves open to the devil's word. That's where we find ourselves wounded and punctured and punched down and kicked. Because we haven't got the full armour of God on us. Because we forget to say, it's Christ in charge here, not me. It's Christ I need to wear. Everything I faced, I have to wear Christ in it. Because he's been there. He's been there. Luke 4:1-8 talks about Jesus in the wilderness. And the power of God's word is with him every step of the way. You think how Jesus felt in the desert. 40-odd degrees. We've been moaning the last week how hot and humid it is, haven't we? You know, can't do anything. Bit warm, isn't it? It's only 28 degrees, for goodness sake. You know, get a grip. 40-odd degrees in the desert. Hasn't eaten for 40 days. The devil comes knocking on his door. Throws all sorts of accusations at him. What does Christ do? Throw the God of Word straight back at him. That is where we need to be. In here. This is where we need to be, in the Word of God, because that is where we are armoured up. Do you know this is a dangerous weapon? Do you know you carry around an offensive weapon on a daily basis? We need to carry God's Word with us every step of the way. We need to get into it daily. Because I'm telling you, if we don't, you will let yourself open to the devil and his accusations and his lies and his rubbish. Friend, the battle is not ours. It is the Lord's, as he says in Samuel. And we need to stand firm. That's what Paul says. We need to stand firm. That doesn't mean we stand there doing nothing. We stand in Christ. We stand in Christ. And if you do nothing more than today, believe this, you stand in Christ. And we have the divine power, I noticed. I was reading 2 Corinthians, is it 2 Corinthians 4? When it says, these are not the battles of the flesh. I've got it written down here somewhere. For the weapon of our warfare are not waging war against the flesh, but have divine power to destroy strongholds. Divine power. We have divine power. Yeah, me. Hey. I have divine power. How the heck did I get that? By believing in Jesus. Amen. Yeah? By saying, he's my Lord and Saviour. I will stand firm in the truth. I will stand firm on his rock. And I will not be budged. I will wage war against whatever comes my way. I may not get it right all the time. Hey, I'm only human. You know, I'm not perfect, believe it or not. I know it's hard to believe. But I'm not perfect. We need to stand firm. We also need to put the whole armour of God on. It's not a pick and mix. It's not what you fancy that day. We need the whole armour of God on us. You know, we don't walk out the door leaving our keys behind thinking, darn it, can't go to work this morning. I ain't got my tractor keys, have I? You know, you don't go, you're not seeing my belt of truth anywhere, have you, dear? Yeah, it's hanging up by your righteousness. You know. We need everything on. And not just these six that he writes here. all the rest that he lists, which you can look up for yourself, we need to put on daily. Be encouraged. The devil will give you a load of this, but the God will give you a load of that too, you know. He's the God of encouragement. He will win this. We stand in victory. Amen. Do we not? Amen. We stand in victory. And nothing the devil's schemes can take that away. Nothing. But if we don't play our part by putting the armour of God on, we're not doing it right. We have to put the whole armour of God on, folks. Whether that individually, whether that's corporately as a church. You know full well what we're going through as a church at the minute. And the devil could quite have a birthday going, yeah. You're no good. You look like you're stuck at Edge Hill. What impact are you having? Look, you can't even get a building, can you? God's going, don't you worry about that. I've got it all planned out, mate. I've got it sorted. You just got to stand there and trust in me. And just obey what I tell you to do. Amen? And that's individually too. Whether that's in your work, whether you're worried about your finances, whether you've got pressure from that person, your friend, your neighbours, whatever the devil's tempting you with right now, God's going, don't listen to that load of rubbish, because I'm with you. Amen. Every step of the way. Amen. Always. Never leave us forsake you. Amen. But folks, we need to armour ourselves with God. Otherwise, we will make no sense of anything. Let's pray. Dear Heavenly Father, I thank you for your word this morning. I thank you for the power it brings. Lord, and I pray that we put on the whole armour of God. Not the whole armour of man, or the bits we fancy, or the things we left behind and can't go back with. We want to get the whole armour of God. Because it's the only thing that will protect us from the lies of the enemy. The temptations that he will bring. Lord, I thank you that you are a living God. Amen. That your presence lives within us through Jesus Christ. And Lord, we need to tap into that power, that divine power on a daily basis, an hourly basis, every minute of the day. Because we do not want to leave ourselves open and weak to what the devil wants to bring us. Lord, we thank you, you love us. I thank you, you died on a cross for us. And Lord, let's get out there and do our bit. Not in our own strength or our own will, but with the whole armour of God on us. In Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Right, I'm out of here.